Now, a story about some performers who might someday be on television. For now, they're still working that legacy medium known as live. They're in the National A Cappella Competition in California. It's called the Harmony Sweepstakes, and it's been drawing vocal groups from around the country for 25 years. April Domboski of member station KALW checked it out.
The smell of hairspray wafts from the backstage dressing rooms as 2,000 people settle into their seats in the sold-out auditorium. Before the light bulb-lined mirrors, the four young women of the San Jose Love Notes primp and curl. The group's lead singer, 18-year-old Mia Dessenberger, says audiences are surprised to see such a young, all-female barbershop quartet.
People think of the men in pinstripe suits with cute little hats, singing like Goodnight, Sweetheart all the time.
But these singers in tight dresses woo audiences with their complex harmonies and unconventional song choices.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
A cappella has a discreet following, mostly around better-known groups like Take Six or The Bobs. Amy Engelhart sings with that group. Including hers, she counts the vocal bands that have record deals on one hand.
A cappella is still kind of considered a niche or a novelty thing.
For most groups, a cappella is an after-work hobby.
Now you can blow through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri.
Musicians write their own arrangements of popular songs.
Time's up, overplow, snap back to reality. Oh, the goal's grabbing.
Singers meet once or twice a week to rehearse. They earn some extra cash performing at parties or corporate gigs and selling CDs on their websites.
Dip, dip, dip.
But for any group that takes themselves even half seriously, the Harmony Sweepstakes is the holy grail.
It's the Super Bowl of a cappella.
That's Tim.
A.K.A. Mr. Tim.
Jones from the Denver Mouthbeats.
A cappella people are geeks.
And that's his bandmate, Matt Murphy. These guys don't sing lyrics. They create rhythms by contorting their lips and flicking their noses like thumb pianos. Today's singers use the human voice to imitate a range of instruments.
If I wanted to sound like an electric guitar, you kind of stick your lips out and buzz your teeth and put a lot of spit and you go...
Things they do with their mouths. It sound like a band.
Yeah. Molly Plummer is the tenor in Max Factor, one of eight national finalists in the Harmony Sweepstakes.
We feel like we're so out of our element. We're so in awe of these people. They're so good.
The four women in this barbershop quartet from suburban Baltimore sport matching French manicures and red pedicures. The silver sequins on their shoes sparkle under the stage lights.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
They volunteered to perform first at the sweepstakes, mostly so they could watch and learn from the other groups. But the judges saw things the other way around.
And the 2009 Harmony Sweepstakes A Cappella Festival National Championship winner is Max Factor.
Come on out, ladies.
It was Max Factor's first trip to the West Coast. Perhaps their second will be to Hollywood this summer to audition for NBC's The Sing-Off. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski.
Come fly with me, let's fly away, up and away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away, let's get away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band and a toot his flute for you.
Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
Out in the blue